And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday. Expository Thursday. So we work together to know the letter better into the narrative of the Book of Acts. We travel to understand what things the Lord requires of us as we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives. First, as we bring chapter 15 in the Book of Acts towards a close, we read that the chosen representatives of the Jerusalem church delivered the message. Then there was great joy throughout Antioch, that church, throughout that day. So the Antioch church was like, yay! It's important to understand that the message was one of encouragement from one church to another. When the body of Christ understands this principle, we will be more like the early church. One church blesses another. Think about that. That's just by itself, like, ooh. Next, and along with our spiritual gifts study on prophecy, look how Silas and Judas, not Iscariot, the other Judas, they are prophets, but look at their actions and how they're described. We're going to examine that. They were speaking encouragement and strengthening truths to the church. They were seen as prophets because of their extensive encouragement. And then finally, there is what appears to be a tragic moment in the early church. Best buddies, co-workers, and fellow laborers, Paul and Barnabas have a falling out. Wow. Which one failed, Dave? Well, on the surface, we would evaluate that Barnabas failed. But in time, we may switch that opinion that it was Paul that failed. The truth is that it is more likely that neither of them failed, but that God had a plan. Hey, guess what? He always does.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and life, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You already know it's not professional radio, so it really doesn't matter, does it? You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us during the show, 214-210-8483. I have no idea what rates apply, but you can still text us. You can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. I'm going to tell you right now, when you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite! That's right. Talking to Dynamite D is like talking to a brother in the Lord who shares your values.
Praise God, Dave.
There you go.
I like that.
That's a good one right there. You can get that t-shirt. So you get the hat, right? Less stress. And then the next one that says, in Jesus, we share our values.
That's
there
not bad.
There you go. Yeah, I'd have done good at marketing, except I couldn't get past the first, like, 3 seconds. I bore easily. That's the problem. That's why I don't like shows being dull. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is perhaps you have a praise report or a prayer request. Now, if it's a prayer request, let's take your faith, let's take my faith, we'll take Dee's faith, we'll take the audience faith, let's put it together. Because the more faith, the better. Period. We want as much faith as we can get. Some people's faith, they might not have a lot of it, but boy, it's pure, like a mustard seed, real pure. Other people, they got a lot of it faith, but it's kind of like, hey, let's take all of it and put it together and offer it up before the Lord. If you've got a praise report, you know, you have, it's not just the obligation, which it is, but not on this show. It's just you have a responsibility, a stewardship. somewhere to present it. If you want to have that opportunity and use it here, great. If not, that's okay. You still got to share the great things the Lord is doing. By the way, that's why we offer the prayer requests and the praise reports on the website so you can connect through that venue. That's also a good way to do it, right? So if you've got something you want to share, or maybe you've got the answer, which Dynamite D and I have discussed a few different times, maybe you do have the actual answer to the perfect apple pie. I don't know. Do you think it's possible?
We need the Jeopardy song when we say that because it's been so long. We've been waiting, Dave.
Yeah. I mean, it's a long time to
wait patiently, though.
Perfect. And then people and don't call us up and go, oh, you go to the frozen section. Don't do that.
That's not going to cut it.
We're not talking about that. All right. Plus, we also do Bible trivia. Here you go. You guys should be able to get this. This is a major, major component. This will also come out of Romans in chapter 1. In his letter to the Romans, Paul wrote, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to who?" That's my question. That's the trivia question. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to, or maybe I should have said, to whom. Probably that's better. If you need a reference, Romans 1:16 would be your reference point, but that's giving you a lot of extra material. I'm just pointing that out to you, okay? All right, if you think you know. Where is our phone number? I know it's around here somewhere. Oh, here it is. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question, and let's send them through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Brother Dr. David. This here is Will Rogers.
Hey, Will Rogers, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I hope you're even better.
I am even better. You know, I'm glad you asked that. I'm even better than yesterday, and yesterday I was really good, but today I'm just that much better. I love it. All right. Classic, important, my first sermon, by the way, on this text. Trivia question, just so you can know. Here it is. Paul wrote, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to..." To who?
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
To everyone that believes.
That is correct, Amanda! To everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That's what the rest of the text says. Nice job, Jeff, because Jeff put that in there on his answer as well. And that's the key. The key is it's the gospel is the power of God, not our presentation of it. His gospel is the power. And that goes to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I got to believe, brother, you knew that before as soon as you were dialing. You knew the answer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, you are a blessing, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you. And boy, you said it perfect, and I just want to let you know I thank you for your love, your support, and your prayers.
Well, you are also a blessing, and I thank you, sir.
All right. God bless you. You have a fantastic rest of the day, okay?
And you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so we got this text. Now we're in the book of, we're in Acts, right? We're in Acts. I had to think about that for a second. Is that, what's wrong with me?
You know, it's a lot going on with our show.
You know, we do have a few different
moving parts.
We have a few different things going on. Okay, here we go. Here's the first thing, and I can do this for the rest of the show. I'm not going to be able to, but I want to. Acts 15, and let's pick it up with verse 30 probably would be sufficient. So let's do verse 30. The four messengers, and remember this is a little bit different translation, but you can follow with yours. The four messengers went at once to Antioch when they called a general meeting of the Christians and delivered the letter. Now look at verse 31. And there was great joy throughout the church that day as they read this encouraging message. Okay, so there could be a little bit of a different translation, but not enough to skew what's going on. And I want to make sure you understand that, because that's one of my favorite things I do is I read like 20 different translations every time. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, the church in Jerusalem sent a letter to the church at Antioch. And they get the people together at the church in Antioch, and they read the letter. And as they read the letter, what's the result? They're delivering the letter. And the result, verse 31, there was great joy. There was super happiness. They were super glad. Fantastic. Throughout the church, they were super excited because they're reading this letter, and it's an encouraging message, and they're like, yes! And here's the principle that escapes churches, and that is because sometimes churches feel like they're trying to survive, no matter what their size, most everything is concentrated inward for the church. I understand that. I've been a pastor. I know what that's like. I understand that feeling. But when you read biblical principles like this, you get to see that the Jerusalem church blessed the church at Antioch, and we're all trying to be like the early church. And it's like, here's an idea. Let every church pick a church, maybe once a quarter, just to bless them in whatever capacity they can. I wrote a paper. Now, they wouldn't let me. I won't tell you they wouldn't let me go through with it. But let's just say it came up against a lot of opposition. And my whole premise was that they should have, in a local area, when you have like 20 churches, you should have every one of the pastors visit within a 6 to 12-month period another church as a guest.
It's crazy that that doesn't happen, Dave.
If you think about this, just before everybody freaks out, if you think about the simplicity of other people connecting with other fellowships and being a part of the people of God worshiping, you would find out this element of disharmony would be so dramatically reduced because a person has already fellowshipped in the presence of God with that church. And it's like, wow. We need that.
But think of the church as not as integrated as we should be, Dave. And I think that's a serious thing that we don't talk about enough.
And you know what I was studying this morning? I'm just keying off of Dynamite D. Guess what my study part with this morning was? Genesis chapter 11 and the Tower of Babel, when they were all one mind, one accord. And God's like going, these guys, man, they got it rocking. They got it rock. And here's the church. We need to have that. Why? Well, because if you as a pastor, or you as a minister, you as a church, love another church, not only can you be a blessing to them, but that they in turn will be a blessing to others, and they in turn will be a blessing to others. Remember, it's the ripple effect, and it's like, oh, then somebody will come and bless you guys in your church.
I'll tell you what, Dave, I think that's the answer to our problems in society.
If the church could stop standing as independent individual alonies. See, here's the thing. I want to say something really big. Don't get mad at me. If the church would stop being fingers and would be a hand, it would do a lot better. Yes. Some hands get a ring, right? Some hands get this. If it operated as a hand, it would do more than if it operated as a finger.
We would see powerful works, Dave. Wow.
Just look at it and go, oh. I know, but you see, you got to pray it in. People are thinking, well, you can't just go around and tell people. Nope, you can't. You got to have God partner with us as Christians and pray it in, because that's the only way it's going to happen. Okay? All right. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. This is one of the first verses in my Christian faith that I learned, which is, you know, you don't think about it, but when I first became a Christian, people would share this verse with me, and I didn't know why. I was going to find out why, because God was going to set me free from a lot of drug use, but I didn't know then what was going on. I was like, oh, I keep hearing this verse. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. So now in our society, you say the word slavery and people start going, and then everybody starts freaking out. You know what? We're never going to change what the gospel is, and the gospel is the reality, the truth. We're not going to alter it for culture. We're not going to say it differently so people aren't offended. If you're offended, turn the radio off. Okay? That's your answer. You've got fingers. Use them. Here's you got the ability to turn it on. You got the ability to turn it off. Here's the bottom line. Every one of us before Jesus Christ was in bondage to sin. Every one of us. Now that we are in Jesus Christ, we are free from the penalty of that sin, and the Lord is working in us the process to overcome that sin practically. We've talked about it multiple times. You understand salvation from a little bit of a, you know, multiple scripture point of view. Scriptures talk about salvation being past tense. Scripture talks about salvation being present tense. And scripture talks about salvation being future tense. But the only way that could happen is if, watch this, salvation is past tense, present tense, and future tense. See, it's the only way it can happen is because that's what it says. And so in that, we need to understand that from the past point of view, we are free from the penalty of sin. Yay! Currently, we're going through what is called sanctification, where we're being delivered. We're delivered from the power of sin, and we're learning in our own lives we don't have to live for sin. And then eventually, when we're with the Lord forever and ever, we will be free from the presence of sin, and there won't be any evil, any bad, any yucky. Okay? Cool. In the meantime, while the justification, while the penalty for sin is done, while the freedom is there, the sanctification process is the one where he makes you look like Jesus, now that he's pronounced you to be like Jesus, and that's the one you got to fight through. That's the one that you have to go, you know what, I'm free. I just don't have to do that. I don't have to. That, therefore, becomes a responsibility. Because the scripture says, stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery, which means that you can. But if you do, it'll be your choice.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Want to give acknowledgement to JRMGT email. So people send emails. I just want to make sure you know I got it. Okay. In other words, because people don't always recognize that. And it's like, I got it. Good job. And right on target. So when you send an email, just give me a couple extra seconds to, you know, move that in, figure that out. All right, here's your next trivia question, and an interesting one at that. Your reference point is going to be 2 Corinthians chapter 4, which if you were listening to the show, we talked about five weeks ago. In his second letter to the Corinthians, Paul explained why the gospel is veiled to some people. Why is it veiled to some people? Why is the gospel veiled to some people? Okay. And so I'm going to give a lot of room in that because there's like a 4-point answer to all of it. So, I mean, there's multiple points. Okay. And then there's the theological points and so on and so forth. So we'll do our best to do it together. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So we do have somebody who's going to answer the trivia question. But remember, I'm going to give a little bit of room in this because there's kind of like a 4-point answer in this. So let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, it's between Sean Hannity and Steve Martin, Samson Khurshid.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Okay. Are we doing cheaper than a dozen or a father of the bride or something like that?
Yeah, there's something along those lines. That's right.
Okay.
All right, brother, here we go. You got to, because I'm going to have to do a couple of points on this one, so I need your help to get there for people. Here's the triv question. Get ready for the answer. In second letter to Corinthians, Paul explained why the gospel is veiled to some. Why is that?
I think it's because it's offensive.
Because of what?
Offense. Okay. Because for some people, it's very offensive.
All right, now I'm gonna walk you down this. Okay, this is a little bit more specific.
Oh, those who are perishing.
Okay, right. Okay, which being works to blind them?
Oh,
Okay.
The god of this world.
That's
has
right,
blinded
right.
Them.
So, exactly. So, Satan, the god of this world, has blinded their minds. So, I'm going to give you credit because they find it repulsive, and it's because Satan has blinded them. But I want you to understand something, and everybody should understand this right now, and that is all through Scripture, from the beginning of Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, Satan doesn't get to do whatever he wants to do. Leanne, somebody that listens to our show, asked me about that. And it's like, here, Satan, you know, the Satanists are all like, oh, Satan, he's great. He loves us. He loves us. And Satan is stuck like a flunky. He cannot even leave the earth. He's still God's flunky, and God is still ultimately in charge. But the Lord allows Satan to blind their minds because they reject God and they reject Jesus Christ. So that's where that process comes in. But that's what I was looking for, is Satan, the god of this world, has blinded their minds. So it's intense because it's like, wow, that's warfare. It's like, yeah, that's why we share the light, so that the blinding can come off, right? How are you, by the way? What's happening with you?
Good. I'm in, thanking God for this new day and as seeking his grace and his mercy and his encouragement.
Amen.
Thank God I'm alive, that I could praise him and worship him.
Well, amen. Let me pray over you. I just want to bless you. Okay?
Thank you.
Father, I just bless my brother in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, the best blessing he can have is just a little bit more of you. And so just that you would give him the affirmation, confirmation, the strengthening, the encouragement, and the peace that passes all understanding, so that his heart and his mind would be safe in the palm of your hand. Lift him up before you and ask you to bless him. We all do. He's our brother. We ask you to bless him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And, brother, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing my surgeries all on the pass. I did strain my arm yesterday because I'm an idiot. But that's besides the point, because I was doing curls with the exercise when I already knew my body was saying, don't do this.
Yeah, please.
But I did it anyway.
Please don't use that abnormal brain. Just use the normal one.
I know. That's the one I used. I used the abnormal one. That's exactly what happened. So I appreciate you asking,
right.
Well,
we certainly speak God's healing and life for you.
Amen, brother. Receive that in Jesus' name.
And wisdom, too.
Amen. Amen. I could use that, too.
All right. God bless, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.
And shalom.
All right, so we're going to go into the text. We'll do I got a couple of good jokes. I'm going to do those in a little bit, but I want to go to this text. This is really kind of a cool part. So you guys know, every like 2 out of 3 or 4 Wednesdays, I've been doing like spiritual gifts. So yesterday we did spiritual gifts, and I thought it was really good. The one on the gifts of healing, I think, was really pertinent for a lot of people, okay? So I don't want you to miss this, but this text, I love this text, and I love what it says, and I particularly like this translation because of how it says it. In verse 32 of chapter 15 of the book of Acts, it says, "Then Judas and Silas, both being prophets, spoke extensively to the Christians, encouraging and strengthening their faith." Okay? So what I need is, I need the ESV. Do you have that version there?
This version is the NIV.
Okay, so give me that one. Give me the NIV on verse 32 of Acts 15.
Judas and Silas, who themselves were prophets, said much to encouragement and strengthen the brothers.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let me show you something. So what Dee just read, and then this translation, Judas and Silas, both being prophets, spoke extensively to the Christians, encouraging and strengthening their faith. Either way, Judas and Silas are seen as prophets. Everybody got that, right? You can just see it go, yeah, okay, that's what it says, and I can't change that. They spoke to the people in Antioch, they spoke to the Christians, they spoke to the brothers extensively, and encouraged and strengthened their faith. So how their definition of how they were prophets, you would think if they were prophets, that they said, when you go home, the oven will be turned off. When you go to the store, this will be on sale. You know, you keep thinking, you know, that it's, remember we talked about this, the difference between foretelling and forthtelling. So foretelling is telling beforehand. Forthtelling is sharing the heart and mind of God. When you share the heart and mind of God with somebody, you know what it does? It encourages them. If you hear somebody say to you who prays for you or you know or you're connected to, if you hear them say or you're connected to them and they say, hey, you need to stand firm in the fact that God's commitment to you is never ending. You're never alone. He will never abandon you. Right? That's not future predicting, but that's very encouraging and very prophetic, because that could be the very heart and mind that God wants you to hear from him. What I'm trying to show you is that sometimes, and we've talked about it before, sometimes that whole prophecy and prophet kind of mentality, it's just so skewed into fanciness. It's like, really? It's not that way in this verse. These guys are encouraging. They're blessing. They're speaking. They're prophets. And they even get identified as prophets. And what are they doing? They're encouraging. Okay. You think, wow, that's kind of cool. Guess what? You've done this. You've encouraged people. You've spoken. You've texted. You've emailed. You've had words. You've sent a letter. You've sent an encouraging word that was the heart of the Lord for that person at that time. How do you know? Because God is that big. That's how I know. Because he's bigger than you are. And he uses all his kids to bless his kids. Do you know what the purpose of all the gifts are, right? All of the gifts. To encourage one another. To strengthen one another. Never a gift has been created to show off. Always a gift to bless. Like, okay. And so that's, I just read that and I think, that's cool. I mean, I just want, you ever have somebody come and speak at your church and it was just like the right message at the right time, like for you, and it just kind of throws your brain into this whole, wowzer, this is like a God thing. Right? Have you ever had that happen? Or with a pastor at your church speaks on a topic, and he switches topics, and it's just like, gosh, that's exactly what I needed to hear. Have you ever said that to you and to your people around you, or to the Lord right while you're watching? Wow, this is exactly what I need to hear. You think that's an accident? You're receiving the heart and mind of God. There's a reason for that. You tell me that God coordinates every time somebody goes to church? You bet, and 1,000 times more, and 1,000 times deeper. He knows every time you get in a car. He knows every time you go to bed. He knows every time you turn a television on. He knows every time you close a book. He knows everything, every time. Of course he can coordinate that for you. He loves you. And so when you've gone to church, I'm just going to say this to you because I know people need to hear this. You've gone to church and you've been sitting there and you just are thinking, man, I just so needed that. Well, that's why God gave it to you, because you needed it and because he loved you. That's why. Like, no, okay. Isn't that, that's how great God is. Don't give me all the religious this and that, whatever. I don't care. You know, it's like, God is that great. And you thought that when you first said yes. You just got to think that again. Okay? All right. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated. Knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, if anybody gets offended at this, I apologize that you have no sense of humor. Okay. Like that? That's a good line. Bam, bam. All right, here's the first one. A pastor was leaving his area and was saying farewell to his congregation at the church door for the last time. He shook the hand of an elderly lady as she walked out. She said, "Your successor won't be as good as you." "Well, nonsense," said the pastor in a flattered tone. "No, really," said the old lady. "I've been here under 5 different ministers, and each new one has been worse than the last." Ouch. Ouch. But this is the one that's going to offend people, which is irony, right? Because that's more offensive than this is. And this is just too. And if you guys get offended at this, I, you know, take a week off the show. But it seems there was a minister who had just all of his remaining teeth pulled and new dentures were being made. The first Sunday, he only preached 10 minutes. The second Sunday, he preached 20 minutes. But the third Sunday, he preached an hour and 25 minutes. When asked about this by some of the congregation, he responded this way. "The first Sunday, my gums were so sore it hurt to talk. The second Sunday, my dentures were hurting a lot. The third Sunday, I accidentally grabbed my wife's dentures, and I couldn't stop talking." Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question. Boy, these are all from Paul. So if you haven't figured that out yet, they're all the Paul stuff, right? Okay. All right. All right. You ready for this one? This is a good one. Ready? Okay. Here you go. All right. When he wrote to the Galatians, Paul told them, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be." Ooh, you got to fill in the blank on that one. This is in Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. When Paul wrote to the Galatians, he wrote, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached, let him be." Jeff Dixon coming in strong. You can call in 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you to the website. Wait, watch this. Blah, 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 blah. Give. Blah, 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 blah. Give if you can give. Great. Blah, 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 blah. hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
All right, here we go. So we don't need roads. So I do want you to know, let you know that was a fill, so people can know. So what we do on our show is we do, 10 minutes, 11 minutes, then we do a 3-minute fill. And then we do, another 10, 11, and then a 3-minute fill, 3-minute fill. So the fills sometimes have jokes.
Correct.
So sometimes those jokes get repeated or whatever the case may be. So we're going to do history in the next segment, but I have jokes for you here that are new. That's right. Get ready. Here's some new jokes. Tell me what you think. Ready? Okay. And these are not to disparage anybody. These are called jokes. This is where you stop trying to be overly theological and just enjoy the moment. Okay? All right. Burglar to another burglar. "The police are coming. Quick, jump out of the window," his accomplice. "But we're on the 13th floor," the burglar. "This is no time to be superstitious." How was good. Come on.
All right. This is funny if you really understand what the faith is. A burglar entered the house of a Quaker and proceeded to rob it. The Quaker heard noises, took his shotgun downstairs, found the burglar, aimed his gun, and said gently, "Friend, I mean thee no harm, but thou standest where I am about to shoot." Did you guess? Okay. This is the last one. I thought it was funny. I have a warped sense of humor. So, and by the way, so do you, because you're listening to the show. So you guys don't get off on this. This is a classic. FBI agent was talking to a bank teller after the bank was robbed for the third time by the same bandit. "Did you notice anything special about the man?" he asked. "Yes, it seems that every time he came, he was better dressed than the last time."
"Mission failed. We'll get him next time."
See, these are jokes. You see, people, that's Joe. See, Joe. See, okay. Back to the trivia question. When he wrote to Galatians, Paul told them, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached, then let him be." You got to fill in the blank if you think you know. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. Back to the text we go. You ready for this? This is some. We're getting into the serious nitty gritty here. So Acts chapter 15. We'll pick it up from verse 33. This is after we were talking about Judas and Silas. Verse 33. They stayed for a while, and then Judas and Silas were sent back to Jerusalem with the blessings of the Christians and those who had sent them. Paul and Barnabas stayed in Antioch to assist many others who were teaching and preaching the word of the Lord there. It's worth noting in this point right here that as powerful and as influential as Paul and Barnabas were, there is a time for lead people or, you know, prominent people to step back and assist, to be part of the support program. In other words, because a person is up front all the time, let's say, that does not necessitate that that person always has to be on the stage all the time. What it does mean is that everybody assists everybody in order to further the word of the Lord. And why that's critical or why that's important is because you can't ever isolate yourself because you're so fantastic that you're not willing to serve. And the example, of course, is Jesus Christ, who, being Lord, washed the disciples' feet. It's like, yeah, you gotta go as far as you need to go in order to get there. So we're gonna hold right here. We do have somebody. Are they ready to answer the trivia question? Yeah. All right. Let's send them on through. We'll give that a shot first. Knock knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Dr. Jesse.
Hi, Dr. Jesse. How are you?
I'm well. I'm doing well. Blessed, you know.
Amen. Amen, brother.
The opposite of the person that would do what you just the trivia question says.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give you that chance to run it right in. You ready? Get ready. I'm gonna load it up for you and give you a chance to finish. Yeah. Here we go. When Paul wrote to the Galatians, Paul told them, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be."
Let him be cursed or anathema.
That is correct, I know!
All right.
That's important to understand. And it's amazing because he does take the time to say, though we are an angel from heaven, it doesn't matter where the source is, though there's not a lot of sources that were claiming angel from heaven did it. There's one, but I'm just saying, it doesn't matter what the source is. If you're preaching a different gospel, bad news, you're cursed. And if you're preaching a different Jesus, 2 Corinthians 11:4, you're in the same amount of trouble. So you got to like, nope, 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 nope. You stick with it. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the Son of the Son of the living God. And it's through his redemptive work that we get in. And that's how you get in. Given by love. Given by grace, received by faith. Like, okay, got it.
Wow, beautifully said.
Amen. Good job, brother. Excellent work.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It was nice to call in. I missed talking to everybody.
Yeah.
And hearing y'all.
Well, and if you're if people are listening, Brother Jesse or Dr. Jesse would be a good person for you to tag on for somebody to pray for over the month. Just saying. Okay? All right. Good job. Good job, Doc. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, let's go back to the text. All right, so we're going to go back to this. Good job right there. Everybody's, I'm rolling today. I'm just feeling it. I don't know. I feel better, and that's the problem. And then Noelle's going to go, you forgot to do this. And then I'm going to not feel better. All right, so after that point, I'm trying to make that point, and we're going to spend a little extra time on this when we come back, but I want you to go to verse 36, because here it is. Here's this moment in the Acts. Remember, they just unified, right? But, you know, hey, now we got another issue coming up. Verse 36 in Acts 15. After some time, Paul said to Barnabas, let's return to each city where we previously preached the word of the Lord to see how the new believers are getting along. Barnabas agreed and wanted to take John Mark. But Paul disagreed strongly since John Mark had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not shared in their work. Okay? So I want to stop there because I want you to just get the flavor of the situation. You don't have to make this more dramatic than it is. Paul and Barnabas are working together. They're finishing up in Antioch, and Paul's like, hey, I got an idea. And of course, this is from the Lord. Let's return to every city we previously preached and see how the new believers are getting along. This, I can tell you, without even going down the road, is one of the biggest faults of ministries that come in from an evangelistical point of view, and then they do something, and there's an old saying that evangelists do. They blow in, they blow up, and they blow out. And what that means is they come in, they do a wonderful job of presenting the gospel, then they go, and the people that are saved are not always picked up on or taken care of. So here you see in scripture, you know, Paul's like going, hey, we got to check in on the new believers, man. We got to make sure they're doing okay. It's more than just a one-time meeting. It's more than just giving them a Bible. And I'm not slighting that. Don't get the wrong idea. It's just, it's a commitment. Every ministry has to make a commitment to, hey, we got to check in and make sure they're doing good. Touch base with them. See what they're going through. Lift them up. Bless them. And Barnabas and Paul are on the same exact page when it comes to mission. What they're not on the same page is when it comes to team. And this becomes a significant issue for the two of them. I'm not amazed because of humanity, but I'm a little like you take a step back because you already know that Paul and Barnabas have been through a ton together. You already know that Barnabas kind of pulled Paul up, you know what I'm saying, and stood by him. And you get the impression that Paul has kind of leaped up ahead of Barnabas as being the speaker and the person. And certainly he's the one that wrote the letters to the church. And you get that fullness. But what you can't quite grasp is, well, does that mean that Barnabas is wrong and Paul is right? Or what does that mean? And when we come back, I'm going to show you why that's the wrong way to approach it. And the reason it's the wrong way to approach it is because that's not how God wrote it. That's just how we process it as people, because we always think right, wrong, right, wrong, right, wrong. If it was all just about being right, we would all be evaporated the moment we sinned. So let's keep that in mind. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
And God's just like, there's no room there. It's like, well, no. I can, you know, not vote for either kingdom. Well, let me get this straight. You're not voting for the kingdom of God. Therefore, you're also trying to be a supporter of the kingdom of darkness? How does that work? That doesn't work. And in lieu of that, you know, I had a discussion with my son. We were talking about preparation and being ready, because you never know when the Lord, you don't know when that trumpet's going to blow for you. You don't know at that moment where God's going to go, ding dong, time's up. And I said, you always got to be ready. He said, well, you can't always be ready. It's like, no, you always got to be ready. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, be ready, always be ready, for you do not know the day that the Lord will come. And that's not just from an eschatological point of view for life. That's for you individually. You got to be ready and watchful and aware, because this is kingdom stuff. And there's a kingdom being built to glorify God, and there's all the opposing kingdoms. And it's a pretty straightforward question. Which kingdom are you trying to support? That's the question. And if you say, well, I'm not supporting any kingdom, then you are opposed to the kingdom of God. Because you're either helping advance his kingdom or you're in opposition. And that's where Jesus split the line. And you think, well, that doesn't seem fair. We have a great word around this show that we like to use every once in a while, but with tons of love. Tough. It's like, it's not whether you think it's fair or not. You know, well, I don't think God, a God of love, would do it this way or this way. Too bad what you think. You're not God. That's not up to you. Well, that's just what the Bible says. So let me get this straight. So you believe that God can create the universe, but he can't write a book? Boy, that argument's going to get lost every single time. So my whole point in bringing this up is it's not a contradiction at all. You're either for in Luke 9, 49 and 50. You're either for the kingdom, advancing the kingdom, driving out demons in the name of Jesus Christ, trying to make declaration for the truth of God, or you're against the kingdom, whether you are verbally, physically against it, or whether you are verbally and physically doing nothing. There is no neutral. You're either a kingdom advancer or you're against the kingdom. And what's really hard, are you ready for your noodle to get baked here? Is the decisions that we make advance kingdoms. Do we consider our decisions before we make these decisions? Do we consider what kingdom we're impacting? Wow. Isn't that tough?
The David Spoon Experience.
Sometimes hallelujah. Sometimes praise.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, where we are well aware that the Bible says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. That's what it says. I didn't write it. That's what it says. So just work that through.
Right.
Work that through.
Perfect
people.
Timing
work
to say that, Dave.
Right? Pride goes before destruction. Hello, Sodom. Hello, Gomorrah. Nice to see you again. Let's get ready for our last trivia question. Here it is. In the letter to the Ephesians, now you guys ought to get this. I just talked about this the other day. In the letter to the Ephesians, Paul wrote of the Christian life using the allegory of a soldier, right? Remember he used the soldier stuff, right? What part of the armor did he describe the gospel as? Tough question. In other words, in Ephesians 6, and it's going to be 6:15 if you really want to look it up, what part of the soldier's equipment was connected to the gospel? That's the question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That is your opportunities, and we recognize that not everybody in the world, as Christians or people claim to be Christians, you know, talk about things that we talk about the same way. But you know what? We do the best we can to do it right before the Lord. We hope it's a blessing for you. Kind of leave it right there. We are getting ready to do our history, but do we have somebody who wants to answer the trivia? Nope. All right, so we're going to do our history. Somebody might not have liked the pizza order. Let's do history real quickly. All right, today is National Olive Day. My wife loves olives. I am a pickle person.
Does olive oil count?
No. Well, it could. I mean, for anointing-wise, yeah, but I think it's more food. Today is Say Something Nice Day.
It should be every day.
Okay, so the nicest thing I can say, I don't want you to go to hell. I just don't want to see you in heaven. Okay, that's nice. And then National Hazelnut Cake Day. That's good. Hazelnut Cake Day is good. Oscar the Grouch Day. I like Oscar the Grouch, just so you can know. This day in 1938, protective helmets are worn by baseball batters for the very first time. So just think about
1938?
This. 1938. Wow. So for like 40 years, they're like, duck.
Pretty much.
Duck.
They were tough back then, though, Dave.
A little tougher. A lot tougher. Let's just leave it there. Let's see. 1980 on this day, the cable news network, CNN, began broadcasting. 1981, and the next day, the quality of the media went into the ground.
Pretty much.
There you go. All right. Last on the trivia question, then we'll finish it up because I want to finish on this teaching. The trivia question, what did they do with the trivia question? Here it is. In the letter to the Ephesians, Paul wrote of the Christian life using the allegory of a soldier. What part of the armor did he describe the gospel as? In other words, what did he connect to that? Okay. All right. if you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Back to the teaching we go. And I want you to understand something. I know you guys are going to think I'm going to kind of take a side. That'll be a little incorrect. I want to take both sides on this one, okay? So in verse 36, it says, after some time, Paul said to Barnabas, let's return to each city where we previously preached the word of the Lord to see how the new believers are getting along. Okay? And then some translations just say believers. That's cool. Barnabas agreed and wanted to take along John Mark, but Paul disagreed strongly, saying John Mark had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not shared in their work. This disagreement over this was so sharp that they separated. Barnabas took John Mark with him and sailed for Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas, and the believers sent them off, entrusting them to the Lord's grace. So they traveled to Syria and Cilicia to strengthen the churches there. So when you first look at this, and I'm just being straightforward, you do see that the church, the believers, you know, kind of acknowledged and gave grace to Paul and to Silas for their traveling and their endeavors, and that's not said of Barnabas, who took John Mark. Okay, that's the truth. You can't change that, okay? That's what it says. What you're not aware of is that is what happened at that situation. What happened later in Paul's life is he asked for John Mark to come and see him when Paul was getting older and getting closer to his exit. All right. So in this situation, you know, Paul's pretty angry about it, right? In the situation as Paul is winding it down, he's like, oh, make John Mark, have John Mark come and meet with me, or bring John Mark with you. The reason that's important is because Barnabas went and got Paul when he was ostracized. He stood by Mark when Mark was currently being ostracized. Mark turns around and writes the Gospel of Mark after this. And then what you're doing is you're thinking, well, in the end result, Barnabas did well. Yeah, but so did Paul. They both did what was put upon their hearts. And you think, well, there's no way that God could split them up and have that be part of the will. It can be that way. The same way that God will use persecution of the church to spread the gospel. In this case, you have two separate missionary teams that have now gone out, and the results of which were still both startling. The scriptures follow Paul. And so at that present time, one would say, that's the lean-in. But the end result favors a little bit more on Mark in the context that he wrote a gospel. So instead of picking sides, which is what we want to do, okay, let's pick God. In other words, instead of picking between these two and saying this one was right, I understand that, and I would lean in that situation towards Paul, but in the back end of the situation, I'd lean towards Barnabas. In this situation, though, I'm going to lean fully into the Lord. The Lord knew exactly what he was doing in even allowing this discord to take place. And as difficult as this statement's going to be, and I love you guys, but not every discord is evil. Sometimes the Lord allows it to move things in different directions, to change things. There's a portion in the Old Testament where the Lord speaks to the king and says, this whole separation of the tribes is from me. Stop trying to fight it. Okay, you get that? So just before we have the caller come in, I want you to hear me. Sometimes under the hand of God, God allows one to the left and one to the right for purposes either yet unknown or for glory yet unrevealed. Don't kid yourself. There was a purpose to the splitting up of people in the Tower of Babel. Sometimes there's a purpose to people going different directions. Okay? All right. We do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to? This is David.
David?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Jay. I wasn't doing the trivia question. I was going to comment on your Discord, if I can, real quick.
Yeah,
I
know you got about 30 seconds. Give it to me.
Even Paul, who wrote, what, two-thirds of the New Testament, he writes different letters, say, to the Corinthians, to the Philippians, to the Ephesians, based on what they need, and they don't disagree with each other, but they teach differing things.
Correct.
They're all God.
That is a correct.
They're all
that
the
is
word of the Lord.
Exactly right. The Lord specifies in a direction for purpose. And
so you and I may have a disagreement, but if we come together and study the word, we're going to come to the truth.
Exactly. And even if we don't ultimately agree on a particular that's on the side of it, we can still agree on the majors, and that's what we need to do.
I wish we had one church, the Church of Dallas,
yeah,
the Church of Fort Worth, the
yeah,
Church of Denton, the yeah, Church of Waco, you know, instead of 28 churches in every little town.
I know. I know. That's a good thing to call in. We can talk about that tomorrow. But good job, Jay.
Love
Very
you,
good. All right. God bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to exit. The trivia question is shoes. What was the thing? Shoes. The gospel's connected to the shoes. You can take it wherever you go. That's why it's the shoes. Get it? Great. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.